Governor Doyle has asked the EPA to rule that Wisconsin complies with federal limits on pollution of fine particles from power plants, vehicles, and other sources. That's despite data from last summer showing the soot levels in several counties, including Dane, Milwaukee, and Brown, exceed the national standard and could be making it harder for some people to breathe. Following the governor's news conference in Milwaukee yesterday concerning mercury, Doyle's press secretary steered questions on the fine particle pollution to a Doyle appointee, DNR Deputy Secretary Pat Henderson. Henderson says because the governor now wants to give coal-burning power plants the option of going slower on mercury cleanup if they clamp down on sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide as well, the particle pollution from those compounds would be reduced.
Our scientific staff at DNR, when they overlaid this mercury rule with the multi-pollutant approach, overlay that on top of the monitoring, it clearly showed that we were going to be below the standards quickly.
Henderson says having the EPA declare some counties as violating the particle standard would mean several years of cleanup planning. But the Sierra Club doesn't like the state's plan. Attorney Bruce Nillis says the DNR should not be counting on soot reductions by offering to go slower on mercury.
It really isn't about trying to find a trade-off of doing one or the other. We need to do both because it's time to make sure that the fish are safe to eat and that the air is safe to breathe.
The EPA is expected to rule on Wisconsin's request for fine particle attainment by the end of the year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.